Our podcast will be about the Mavericks possibly winning the championship this year. I think the key reason will be Lamar. He is way too concerned about what the fans think about him, and if he wants the fans to cheer him, he needs to quit pouting. And if the Mavericks want to have a very serious chance to pull off another run in the playoffs. But if you think about it, the Mavericks will be getting Delonte West, who's chugging the hot sauce by the bottle as we speak. Anyway, along with Mr. Kreis, a.k.a. Lamar Odom, they will be the keys to the Mavericks getting back to the big show. Dirk will be Dirk, and he'll give you 25 for 6, and on the 7th, he'll probably get you 35, and occasionally has his German threes going down with no difficulty. Those are the things that I think will have to happen if they want to get to the finals, for them to win the finals. First, Brandon Knight is going to have to bring that athletic ability and block those shots coming from D-Rose or King James. In my humble opinion, he is no more king than a rabbit. If he can average 3 blocks a game, then he along with Jan Mahimi, will make up for the numbers of missing center Tyson Chandler. The leader aspect of Tyson will have to be made up by Vince Carter. An acquisition in the offseason, along with Delonte West, was all the noise that the Mavericks made, and boy, what a player Vince has been. I mean, early in the game, the Mavericks will feed him on the block because they have him playing shooting guard. And I did not follow Vince in his career, so I don't know if he had that hook shot in his prime or he added that to his repertoire as he lost some of his hops in his latter age of his profession. Vince, if you are listening, then I truly apologize for nothing because you can't dunk on a 14-foot goal anymore. Sorry. Let's talk about Jason Terry. He is in need of some away medicine. He's just miserable on the road. I think that he needs to get to the gym a little earlier and shoot around, but I'm no expert.
Of course you're not. You like 3D movies, like on your report card. 3Ds.
You guys know that that's not true. I get straight A's and know too much information on sports.
All you get is A's in farming classes and B's, C's, and all the rest.
Okay, that's true. That's beside the point. I just want to get one more thing about Lamar Odom. Have you seen that headband? Man, he's showing some effort on the floor and diving for those loose balls and just acting like he cares. That is more than I expected out of him. One final point on the championship. If Lamar Odom can get 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 to 8 assists, the championship is going to the Mavericks. If they don't do any of these things, they are not getting past the third round of the playoffs. If they do one, they get to the Thunder and lose in 6 games. I know that this is supposed to be on the Mavericks, but the Thunder are just too much athletic ability for the old and crippled Mavs. Well, actually, the Mavs are not that helpless. They did get the big bonus with Brandon Wright being there and Jan Mahimi getting another year under his belt to be just that much more better in it and understanding when to dunk like a rabid skunk and when to expend just enough energy to get the ball and pass it to the other players like Jet and Jay Kidd for the quick assist down the floor. I'm going to talk about my picks to win the playoffs in the West, and I think that it will be the Thunder against the Mavs, and the Mavs will lose in 7 games. In the Eastern Conference, Miami Heat will win against the Chicago Bulls because the Bulls will not be able to outman and outthink the Heat. In the finals, young OKC will have too many points and that the Bulls' great defense stopped there. I will say they'll win it in 7 games with a game-winning tip by Serge Ibaka. So, back on the topic. I don't have much else to say on the subject. Be sure to tune in next month for Rangers Knowledge Premium. Signing off for Shelby Knows Too Much Johnson.
Oh, so for why?
Bye bye.
Hey, you forgot me, dead meat. Bye.
You don't have much to say, anyways.
Breaking news, just in. Lamar Odom got on the inactive roster today. So, all that noise I made about is apparently not going to happen, so...